Our next item is conditional use number 1963, Ida C. Fawcett, Fawcett Heirs LLC, and Massey's Landing Park Incorporated.
Now, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1963 for Ida C. Fawcett, Fawcett Heirs LLC, and Massey's Landing Park LLC for a campground based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, while there were concerns expressed about traffic, DelDOT has not objected to the project or the traffic generated by it on area roadways. In addition, the state considers Long Neck Road to be a major collector road, which is an appropriate location for this type of use. Two, the use as a campground is consistent with other existing residential uses, campgrounds, and manufactured housing communities that currently exist in the Long Neck and Massey's Landing areas. Campers and RVs are not something new in this neighborhood, so there is a reasonable expectation that RV and campground uses could be developed in the vicinity. Three, the development is consistent with the purposes and goals of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update, since it, one, promotes economic development, two, promotes tourism, and three, is consistent with the character of the zoning and development in the area. Four, the site is an appropriate location for the proposed development, since recreational and commercial uses exist in the Long Neck area. Five, there will be no negative impact on schools or other similar public facilities, since the development will operate only seasonally. Six, the project is located within the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, and the County Engineering Department has not objected to it. Seven, the project will be served by Central Water and Sewer. Eight, this recommendation will have several conditions that will eliminate or minimize any potential negative impact on the neighborhood. Nine, under the current County Comprehensive Plan, the site is located in the environmentally sensitive developing area, which is recognized as a development or growth area on the future land use map. 10, the applicant has created a sufficient record in support of the conditional use application. 11, while there were concerns expressed about the definition of dwelling for purposes of establishing the code, the required 400-foot buffer from dwellings of other ownership, manufactured homes do not create the need for the buffer under the terms of the code. The existence of dwellings, as that term is defined under the code, and whether a 400-foot buffer is required will be dealt with as part of the site plan review. 12, the use is considered an infill location adjacent to developed manufactured home parks on the west and south, and the bay and the State of Delaware boat launch on the north and east. 13, the proposed use is beneficial and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County and its residents, since it will provide tourism and related services, economic growth in a designated development area, full and part-time employment opportunities, and significant economic benefits to area businesses. 14, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of campground / RV sites shall be 322. B, all entrance and roadway improvements and any other DelDOT requirements shall be completed as required by DelDOT. This includes a developer's agreement to comply with DelDOT's request to enter into an agreement with DelDOT to fund an equitable portion of the installation of a single-lane roundabout at the intersection of Route 23 and Potnets Road and other similar improvements. C, the development shall be served by the county's Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. The applicant shall comply with all Sussex County Engineering Department requirements regarding connection to and service by the district. D, the development will be served water for domestic use and fire protection by the Long Neck Water Company. E, stormwater management and sediment and erosion control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements and maintained using best management practices. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Assessors Conservation District. F, the applicant shall cooperate and coordinate with the state and county emergency preparedness offices to develop and implement an emergency evacuation plan. G, the development shall be surrounded by a 50-foot landscape buffer. This shall be installed as part of the first phase of the development's construction. H, the entire facility may open no earlier than April 1st each year and shall close no later than the first Sunday of November of each year. I, the campground slash RV park shall remain vacant and no campers or RVs shall be stored on the campsites during the period that the campground is closed. J, there shall be no accessory buildings located on individual campsites. K, campground restrictions shall be submitted as part of the site plan review. L, all units to be used for the purpose of human habitation on campsites shall be tents, travel trailers, recreation vehicles, and equipment manufactured specifically for camping purposes. M, the developer shall plan the entrance design to accommodate a DART bus stop and turnabout in consultation and cooperation with DART. N, one sign not exceeding 32 square feet per side with lighting shall be permitted. The lighting for the sign shall not shine on any neighboring properties or roadways. O, all lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring communities or roadways. P, all wetlands on the site shall be clearly marked on the site to avoid disturbance. The location and type of these markers shall be shown on the final site plan. Q, the applicant shall determine, after consulting with the county, whether there are any, quote, dwellings, end of quote, in the vicinity of the property that require a 400-foot buffer pursuant to Section 115-172H, subsection 3 of the Sussex County Code. As part of the final site plan review, the developer shall include a note on the plan describing its efforts to make this determination and show the location of any dwelling that would trigger the application of the 400-foot buffer. R, all campsites must be 2,000 square feet in size according to the Sussex County Code. It does not appear that the campsites at the remote tenant area shown on the preliminary site plan comply with this size requirement, and this must be corrected on the final site plan along with any other campsites that do not meet the appropriate dimensional requirements. S, there shall be a notice at the entrance to the campground stating that it is located within a flood-prone area and that certain evacuation and relocation procedures are in place and must be followed by all campground visitors in the event of a weather emergency. And lastly, T, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1963, Ida C. Fawcett, Fawcett Heirs LLC, and Massey's Landing Park Incorporated for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried.